This is episode 151, recorded on Pi Day, March 14th, 2014. Packard pokes at. It's Pi Day, time to Einstein a go-go.
Do you really like Packard Pokes At and want to promote the show? Then go to cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt. There are hundreds of items available, including hats, shirts, hoodies, and so much more. Every purchase from cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt helps support the show. Your Packard Pokes At coffee mug is waiting for you.
Do you want to stream Packard Pokes At on your iPhone or BlackBerry? Download Stitcher free today at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Packard Pokeset, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokeset. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining us tonight from the far east coast is Crystal Says So.
I'm too sexy for this podcast. That's all I need to say.
Yes. And joining us from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Oh. At least one of us is. Crystal is just too sexy for episode 155. Mm-mm-mm.
And that was with a head bob and three snaps.
That's right. And yes, this is episode 151. Oh, I can't believe we've done this many. Can you?
It's unreal.
It is. It really is. Speaking of unreal, let's get to our first topic for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
Science. Pole dancers. What does that have to do with technology? Out at the CeBIT IT show over in Hanover, Germany, they had pole dancers. Now, that sounds rather sexist, but in a way, it kind of is, because these pole dancers were robotic. They had them made them look like women, but the heads looked like a security camera. Have you ever seen those big security cameras, like outside of jails or in public squares? They got the big heads on them. And they had there's a video attached with this. And they have them gyrating back and forth and shaking their lower extremities onto the pole like they were actually dancing. I mean, it was very intriguing. But it was, like I said, it was kind of sexist, because they did have a guy on there on the panel of robots, but he had a big bullhorn for a head, and he's just sitting there going, uh-huh, uh-huh. And he's just moving his hands back and forth like he was the DJ, and it was rather funny. So, but if you have $39,500 to spare, you can get one of your own. Crystal, your thoughts.
Only in Germany. I think you would really have to see the video of this to really appreciate why we're laughing so hard.
Right.
They say they've been doing this for several years, but they actually tweaked it to make this year's look better, and they gyrate better, and they have bigger boobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have the bigger boobs. Otherwise,
well,
it just doesn't make it.
A
it just doesn't make
made it.
It. I'm just waiting for them to have the double D or the triple D boobs out there. The robots.
I was getting really tickled because, whenever it zoomed in on the crotch area to try to show you the gyration, and there's nothing there.
That's
right. It's just like nothing there, which was funny to me, but it does actually gyrate. It does.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't twerk.
Not yet.
Gyrates.
Not yet. But I'm sure that's next in line.
I'm sure next year the twerking will be in. Upside down on the pole.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they should have put, if they really wanted to make it more, make it look like the real thing, they should have put a pair of black satin panties on these robots.
Yeah, like something. some titty tassels or something going on here. I just threw some dollar bills on the floor. I don't know. It is fascinating. And they said that this year it could actually be controlled via an Android phone.
Yeah, they could make. Yeah, I thought that was like
really cool.
Dance really fast. Shake it, baby. Uh-huh.
That was like a fuck you iPhone. Android, baby.
Next, they're gonna have the sex robots, and they'll be controlled by your Android phone.
Well, I'm first in line for that one.
Okay. Connie, your thoughts.
Meanwhile, the guys in the front are just wondering where to put their, which USB port to put their ones in, you know. Does the world really need a robot that says, hey, my monitor is up here, you know? And in the meeting, Joe was saying, Grandpa says, back in my day, strippers were actual girls with low self-esteem and father issues.
There you go, Joe.
I'm sorry, but the gyrating is made with basically windshield wiper motors, so I'm looking at mm-hmm. this and thinking there's probably some people out there going, I don't know, I think I could strip some parts out and build my own.
Right.
Get a mannequin and, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, no. Yeah, conscious like Barbie there. She's just...
Joe also said in the chat room just now, he said, robot strippers, there's an app for that. I don't think they're worried about one singles getting stuck in their USB ports. I think the guys are going, where can I? We need to put something else in there so I can, you know.
Well, there should be a slot for a credit card or debit card.
Oh, that reminds. Oh, there's
oh
a,
that was
okay,
bad.
Okay, that was. That reminds me.
Good.
Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen Family Guy? There's a scene where Quagmire is out with his buddies at some strip bar. And asked the stripper if she takes a credit card. She goes, yep. And she turns around. She's dancing in his face. He goes, oh, I don't know. And takes the credit card. She goes, right down in her crotch. Right behind.
Oh, swipes.
Swipes her ass. Wait. That is not something. That is not a credit card holder back there. But that would. But when you said that, I was like, okay, that's. Yeah, that'll be next.
Somebody's going to steal my idea, right?
Uh huh, sure.
They're writing them down as we speak.
That's right.
Yep. I sue you, people.
Right. Connie, do you have any other thoughts on that?
You know, just. The idea of Miley Cyrus is going to have to up her game, I suppose. She's got competition out there. Is this really competition?
Yeah, but those fembots didn't have a tongue.
That's true. Well,
no.
Not yet. Well, the one thing these robots will have over her...
Would that be like licking a battery then?
Yeah, it'll be licking a battery. Shocking. Speaking of shocking... Let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
You want to wake up in your bed or wherever you're sleeping. You don't want to wake up in a body bag. There was a man, he was getting ready to be embalmed. The coroner thought he was dead, and they were getting ready to embalm him, and he starts kicking his legs and moving around and say, hey, I'm not dead, pretty much. And this is... The sad thing is he just died the day before yesterday, or yesterday actually. He did officially re-die, so. You know, Jesus lived supposedly twice, so this guy lived twice too. It's the new Jesus, everybody. and his name is Snowball. That's what his nickname was Snowball.
That's right.
Actually, his name was Williams. And apparently what happened was they're assuming that because he was in hospice and all the medication that they were giving him put him into a deep sleep, and it was may have made his pacemaker stop or may have affected it in some way, and it made them think that he was dead clinically. So, but he was up for another couple of weeks. Now, the thing is here, the family called it a miracle. I'm sorry. I don't call that a miracle. If he had woke up and lived to be another 100 years or whatever, however he was, then I might call that a miracle. But I don't call this a miracle. I call this a pure happenstance. It's unusual, but it's not too unusual. People have been known to wake up in the funeral home or whatever before they were getting ready to get embalmed or whatever. So it's not uncommon. Crystal, your thoughts?
Yeah, this does, even though it is rare, it does happen. And I can say that one time in my career as a nurse, I did see this happen. I think that this all of the articles are just a bit misleading a bit. This fellow was in hospice care, which is end-of-life care. That is comfort care.
Mm-hmm.
That's not anything where they're going to be hooking you up to expensive EKG machines or any fancy monitors. He's on medications for congestive heart failure, mm-hmm. which is basically like Lasix to dump all the water out. That makes your blood pressure go very low.
Mm-hmm.
Morphines that make your blood pressure and pulse go very low. And it could be a simple matter. I think they're trying to smooth it out, make it look less where they're culpable.
Yeah.
But actually, they really are. He could have appeared dead. He could have, quote, not had a pulse. But actually, probably the entire time he really did have a pulse, it was too faint to be picked up by
right.
a regular stethoscope.
Right, like an isopulse yeah. or something, you know,
yeah,
very, like very, very low. It's like
very low and very slow. I mm-hmm. mean, I'm talking into the 20s, 25, 30 beats per minute, which is, you know, way, way, way too low. But and he's also a very low blood sugar guy, so he had many things against him,
oh,
which
yeah.
is the reason he was in end-of-life care.
Right.
But to wake up and find your ass zipped in a body bag, I cannot imagine how he felt.
Yeah, no, I don't want even... I don't want that to happen to me either. I mean, I just like wake up, I was like, it should be light out. I don't remember getting this dark and... smelling like this. Wait a minute, that smells me.
I mean, you know, luckily enough, he was moving his legs, he was moving around, and of course that would have happened before he was embalmed, but luckily enough, he did do that before they started the process, because I doubt very seriously they would have rechecked for a pulse, because the county coroner pronounced him dead.
Right, exactly.
It really does kind of, it doesn't mean somebody really screwed up. It's just one of those things that
mm-hmm.
happened. And luckily, it is rare to find that.
No.
I think the family took it very well, though, just being grateful that he had that extra time to see all those children. I mean, he had like 11 kids and
mm-hmm.
15
mm-hmm.
grandchildren mm-hmm. and great-grandchildren, and they looked at it as just a blessing to them that they were able to have that extra time with him.
Yeah.
So
well,
I think they really did take this in the best-hearted way that you ever
well,
could.
Maybe it was practice death. It was, you know, you go to your game and you got to practice before you actually do it. He was just practice dying. That's what it was.
Well, he did a damn good job, I'm telling you.
See everybody, I fooled you. I wasn't really dead. I fooled you. Ha! I got you.
It'll be the newest show on there.
Yeah. Now, Crystal, let me ask. When they do the embalming, as I understand it, what they do is they like stick a needle in you and they drain the blood from you, and then they put in embalming fluid into your veins, basically. Is that right, or am I kind of...
No, you're basically right, yes.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure. I mean, how if the heart is not pumping, how do they get it to go throughout the whole body, or do they have to, like, stick lots of needles in you and...
It's the same way as if you get an IV in the hospital. It's put on a pump, which literally pumps that
oh, really?
Fluid into you. Yes, sir.
Okay, so the machine is actually doing all the...
It's
pulling it out until mm-hmm. how do you know how long does that process take anyway?
I do not know how long that process takes, and I imagine it probably does. It's probably similar for everybody. We about got all the same amount of blood in it, but somebody this age, I would imagine it would not take quite as long
mm-hmm.
as somebody maybe your age.
Okay,
but I really do not know.
I hope they're not to find out how long it takes at my age. That would really suck.
It's a spooky thing. We actually went down to the morgue to see the one that happened at our hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And in our case, it was a matter of, it was a really crazy night. On those kind of nights, a doctor was not necessary to pronounce someone. One of the charge nurses could.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same thing had happened.
Oh, wow.
It was somebody that would be a do not resuscitate. You know, if something were to happen
mm-hmm.
and blood pressure dropped, pulse dropped, they looked dead, couldn't hear a heartbeat, went to the morgue. One of the morgue assistants saw movement. And
you know, I hate to interrupt. I was just going to say, I would hate to be down there and have somebody, you're about ready, like sometimes they do autopsy on people and they start cutting into them, and then you start, you hear, and the next thing you go, oh, shit. It's like, that would scare me to death. It's like, you're about
a
ready
little
to
come. Morphine, please.
A little morphine for me, the guy that's holding the blade. Connie, your thoughts?
Actually, a question again for Crystal. What I thought was funny was the stories, like you said, we found like, what, four different stories. And every one of the first ones, about the first event, which happened the end of February, said that the coroner came out to the house. They never made it. They didn't even say that there was a hospice situation. And I go, why would they call the coroner instead of 911?
Because hospice patients have to sign an agreement to a do not resuscitate before you can become a hospice patient.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no sense in calling a paramedic out, because the paramedics' jobs are to save your life, and a coroner, and all you need is a coroner to pronounce it. Hospice will not do anything to prolong your life. They will make it more comfortable. They'll do what they need, get your services in, but you cannot even be a hospice patient if you are wanting any continuation of life. No tube feedings, no IVs, et cetera.
When my dad passed away, I went to go see him in the hospital. He had a DNR red tag on his arm there. And that was, I when I see DNR, I mean, in Wisconsin, we have the DNR, which is the Department of Natural Resources. I was like, why the hell was he had the Department of Natural Resources on his wrist?
They also use NCB, no code blue.
Oh, okay. All right. Then I would have thought, I'm looking at that, I said, he's joined a TV show.
You know, the big thing with nurses, we've all, you know, and I guess it's kind of actually a half-hearted kidding, but we always said we're going to have it tattooed somewhere on our bodies, because that's just not something you ever really want to be put through.
What, the DNR?
The resuscitation part.
Oh, really? Oh. I like George Carlin's look at this. It says he said, well, long before he died, there's this one comedy thing where he says, you know, there's all these macho bullshit people out there say, you know, if there's a problem, would you just pull my plug? Fuck that. Put a plug, extra plug in me. If you got extra tubes, wires, cords, whatever, put a plug in me, man. Don't let me die. And I'm the same way. You got an extra cord. I've got a hole that doesn't have a place for it, stick a cord in there or something in there so it, you know, plugs it up if it needs to be. Save my ass.
Android has an app for that.
Yeah, there damn well better be an app for it by the time I get in the hospital.
Would you like to contact us? Your host, Packard Sonic, and his very honored and crazy co-host, with occasional guest hosts, enjoy your comments or suggestions. You can reach us 28 hours a day, 8 days a week, on A Can on a String, Smoke Signals, Star Trek Communicator. Those may not work, but you can contact us on Twitter as PackardPokesAt, and by email at PackardPokesAt@gmail.com. You can also listen and join in the conversation live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time on VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokesAt. You can find past shows on iTunes, YouTube, Mixlr Radio, and Stitcher Radio. Help us out by rating, commenting, subscribing, retweeting, and reposting the show wherever you can. Click the like button on Facebook/PackardPokesAt to join in the conversation. Would you like to help keep the show running and pick up some awesome Packard Pokesat merchandise? Visit cafepress.com/PackardPokesat today and buy hats, shirts, or one of over 300 other items that are also available. Visit PackardPokesat.wordpress.com for links to the news articles covered tonight and more information on this or other episodes. We hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for listening and your support.
Alrighty. Well, speaking of people who should be on their way to the hospital, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. Pat Robertson. What more do I need to say? Let's move on. No.
My hero.
Robertson, he is such an idiot. He believes in all this garbage. He just recently they had a debate with Ken Ham and Bill Nye. And then Pat Robertson said to Ken Ham, don't make us look like fools. Of course, that every time Pat opens his mouth, he starts talking about supernatural shit like demons and whatnot. And there's this video where he says this woman says that she may have gotten attacked by demons because she watched a movie. And then she got into a car accident. But let's watch the video.
This is Michelle, who says, I was watching a horror movie the other day on the recommendation of others. It was rather strange and awfully macabre. And then this past Sunday, I got into an accident leaving church. Did watching that creepy movie cause a curse or the Lord's protection to be lifted from me? Did I grieve the Holy Spirit by watching this series?
A few years ago, I heard about a teenage girl who was demon-possessed. And people began to deal with the demon and try to cast it out. And you know what the demon said? I had permission. And the permission was granted when this child had gone to some double X-rated movie or whatever it was and had allowed this thing to come into her. I know this sounds kind of otherworldly, but that's the way it is. So could it have happened to you? Yes. I don't think it did, but it could have. But this thing may be living around you, and what you need to do, again, is speak it. Command this thing to leave and ask God to forgive you. I know that's weird, but these things can happen. And I think some of these producers, who knows what influences are into them, but some of these movies are, you said macabre, it's a good word for it. Mm-hmm. And so I just think, in the name of Jesus, declare your victory and keep going on. I don't think that you've been demon-possessed. I don't think anything has happened to you. But nevertheless, declare victory and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life.
Right. Just tell it to get away! Go away! Brr! Fucking old man. God damn. Okay, first off, I just got to point this out, and I'm kind of questioning this. Who uses the fucking word macabre anyway? I mean, when I heard this, I was like, it was Vera the Macabre. She was watching corn? No, macabre, it means it's kind of gory or sickening or whatever. But I was like, who speaks like this anymore? You know, old fuckers, probably. Number two, you can't get cursed by watching a movie. I'm sorry, it just doesn't happen. Even Pat Robertson, he says, did it happen? Maybe, but maybe not. Even he doesn't know. What are you asking him for? And there's no such thing as getting possessed by demons. There's no evidence. People start dancing around. You know, I could do that, and it doesn't mean I'm possessed with a demon. I'm just being fucking goofy. You know, you get a lot of people into a group, and they say, well, I'm demon-possessed. Yeah, everybody, look at me. They're attention whores. You know, And the thing about her getting into an accident, maybe you're just a bad driver. Did you think of that? Maybe you just didn't bother to look the other direction before you went to cross into the lane or just to get onto the road. Bad things happen to everybody. Just because you believe or don't believe, hey, shit happens, deal with it. Oh, and some kid that was demon-possessed because you watched a double X movie. I actually looked up the rating system for double X movies. The double X means that there was intercourse, but it doesn't show like close-ups or whatever. Triple X means there's anal sex. I didn't know that if you have anal sex, it's an extra X. I mean, that was kind of weird. But if this is a kid going to see a double X movie, where are the parents? Come on, where are the parents? And then he says it sounds otherworldly. Prove it. What is there? Where is this otherworldly stuff? Where is this otherworldly anything? I mean, if there's other world, there are other worlds out there. They're called planets, and they're in other solar systems. We have other planets in our solar system, you know. But are these demons coming from Jupiter? Maybe they're Mars. Maybe they're coming from Mercury. They're just spinning off. It's really hot there. Maybe they like it there. I don't know. And then he says, "Command them to leave." You know, like, if I was a fucking demon and someone said, go away, I'm going to go, fuck you, I'm going to stick around for a while. I'm like all powerful and I can like burn shit. You think I'm gonna? You're going blah, 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 at me is gonna make me want to go. It just make me want to go. Just go. Yeah, whatever. Crystal, your thoughts.
Well, if that's the truth, and if you're going to watch either horror movies or double or triple or quadruple X or whatever the hell you're going to go watch, then I guess if you go to watch a live show, you're okay.
That's right. You got to go watch the double X or the triple X stuff live.
It is laughable. It's just laughable, and bless his heart, the older he gets, the worse it gets. Mm-hmm. You know, he also says in here that the producers are influenced by Satan to make these movies, and thus Satan can reach out into the masses and possess you all.
And cut someone, right?
Because you've been watching double, triple, quadruple sex movies.
Yeah, and reach out and touch someone. You know, like those old telephone commercials. Reach out and touch someone.
That's right.
Karn33333 said something in the chat room here. I'm just going to kind of condense it down. He's basically saying if you're God gets you into an accident after you're coming out of the church, maybe he's trying to tell you to become an atheist or you're going to the wrong church. Didn't they think of that? Did you have anything else to add on that, Crystal?
No, I just think it's a funny parallel that he just talks about the car accident. So like you said, I mean, does everybody in a car accident obviously has not watched a horror movie to cause that accident? Of course not.
Yeah, exactly. That's just so ridiculous. Connie, your thoughts?
Pat Robertson's Demon Haunted World. You know, I can't even tell what this man really, really thinks, because if you listen to him when he talks about any, you know, in the question and answer and the Bring It On section, when he talks about demons, he uses some, and I heard a friend, and basically, you know, hearsay, and he say, well, I don't really think this is what it is. He's been talking about this since forever. Weird, because one of the demonic influences he attributes to the Philippines, India, and the Caribbean. He thinks that demons can cause headaches, marital discord, and they can attach themselves to inanimate objects. They're, you know, they're behind seances, horoscopes, feng shui, martial arts. When people do karate, they're breathing in demon spirits, but not tai chi. yoga psychics, the Twilight vampire movies and novels are gateway drugs. Horror movies, X-rated movies, homosexuality is caused by demons, Dungeons and Dragons, hypnosis, Demon of Islam.
Yeah.
Basically, he just, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if he really believes everything he says.
I don't know.
At this point.
I don't know, but I'll tell you something right now. He's the shit that he's coming up with now is just fucking ridiculous. I mean, geez.
Oh, but I want him to keep living, because it's just getting...
Yeah, it's getting funnier and funnier. Yeah, I'll tell you, if this were... half the shit he says was a comedy sketch, damn, it would be hilarious. But he actually believes this shit. That's even the funniest part about it.
Well, we'd all like to think so, wouldn't we?
Yes. Sometimes I wonder if he actually believes, or he's just still in it for the money. You know, he's got those diamond mines and shit.
Well,
but
I think he's always been it for the money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, speaking of people who were... Well, whatever. I don't know. I don't have any segue between these two. We're going from Pat Robertson to another topic here, and there's no way to connect these two. In fact, they are so far from each other, it's not even funny. So let's get into it.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
And of the night of this recording, it is March 14th. And what's significant about March 14th is this particular day is somebody special's birthday, and the person we're going to be talking about tonight, and it's Albert Einstein. And yes, he was an atheist. There's a quote that he has that kind of proves that he was an atheist. And the quote, it's from a London auction, put up his letters, and they were sold for $3 million. So if you had an extra $3 million laying around and you had nothing to do with it, you could have bought these letters. But it says in the select passage, it says here, "The Word of God is for me nothing more than the expression and product of human weakness, the Bible a collection of honorable but still primitive legends which are nevertheless pretty childish. No interpretation, no matter how subtle, can for me change this. These subtilized interpretations are highly manifold according to their nature and have almost nothing to do with the original text. For me, the Jewish religion is like all other religions, as incarnate and the most childish superstitions." There's a lot of other quotes. Another quote here, he says, here, "The idea of a personal God is an anthropomorphical," I can't even say it, "concept, which I am unable to take seriously." And he said that to a letter to Hoffman's and Dukas in 1946. Crystal, your thoughts?
I guess because when we brought Einstein up in our meeting Wednesday, you know, I had kind of always just assumed that he was an atheist, but I really didn't know for fact that he was. And going back and seeing all of these, and I'm not going to sit here and read a ton of quotes because nobody wants to hear them, but it's very interesting that he's saying that the Bible is an important part of history, a human product, a human weakness, but that he really did not believe in a God, a brilliant guy, raised Jewish, and deconverted in childhood. Mm-hmm. So just impressed with the dude. I really don't have a whole lot to say about it.
Okay. Yeah, that whole physics thing where he came up splitting the atom, that's, you know, don't bother to mention that either.
I'll leave that to my scientific co-hosts.
Okay. Kind of your thoughts.
Obituary, April 19th, quoted him as saying, "I cannot imagine a God who rewards and punishes the objects of his creation, whose purposes are modeled after our own. A God, in short, who is but a reflection of human frailty." And I thought that was really elegant, elegant way to do it. It's funny because, you know, he was more of a historical Jew. Throughout his life, he became more involved with the Jewish, not the faith, but the, you know, their... I'm at a loss of words here today. Yeah, he's a Nobel Prize in 1921 in physics for his services to theoretical physics for his law of photoelectric effect. I was just half of what he learned, but I know that we benefit from it. And really fascinating man. Lived a really full and long life, and he didn't. And he, interesting side note. This is gory and macabre to use the word, but. He died of the same my father did. It was an aneurysm.
Oh, really?
In aorta in his stomach. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's on the same day?
Died on the same day, but April 15th, 1955 was when
on the same day, not the same year, obviously, but that would be weird.
No, not the same day. That would be weird, but they both had the same thing, so.
Or did you say the same day or the same thing? You're kind of breaking up there.
Same thing.
Oh, I thought you said it was on the same day. I apologize.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Not your fault. The Skype is being really mad to us tonight. That's all.
I know.
Skype is being really nice to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, Joe said in the chat room tonight that this is your auto-tune debut, so.
Next week, you get called Molly.
Right. Oh, and Kern said in the chat room there, he said Einstein was born on Pi Day. So, what kind of, you know, there you go. By the way, this is Pi Day.
Which came first, Einstein and Pi?
That's a good question. Which day came first, Einstein or Pi? Maybe it was.
We ask the deep questions here, don't we?
Yes, we do. It should be fudge day, I think. I like fudge better. Brownies, actually. No, I'll take brownies. It should be brownie day. I'll take brownies. Anyway.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah, I'll take the chocolate cake, too.
Fudgy chocolate cake.
Yum. All right. Anyway, we should get going. I greatly appreciate it. We will be back next week. And special programming note for everybody. Next week, we have a guest on. And we will. This is the last time you're going to be seeing this. We're going to be coming out with our whole new look, and we've been working on it and tweaking it and getting the bugs out of it. Skype, not so much, but we.
We've been twerking
and tweaking it and all kinds of things. So, come next week and see the new trappings that we've got, and don't be late, otherwise you're gonna miss all the good stuff. Anyway, we will see you next week with our regular longer show. And if you have a question or a comment, make sure you give us a call at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727. And that's it for us. This has been Packer Pokeset. We just poke at your news.
And that's a wrap.